Welcome to Decide to Transform. You made it to level 2, deeper questions leading to deeper answers. I'm Tomas Garza, and I'm here to help you decide to transform. I'll be setting the pace for the process to support your unfolding. Learn and commit to a practice that brings simplicity and awareness of what is ready to be released. Join me now and allow the experience of a deeper sense of love. Welcome everyone around the world to Decide to Transform. I am your host, Tomas Garza, and I am happy to join you today from Mérida, Yucatán, live, the capital of the Mexican state of Yucatán, where my wife Cindy and I are currently living, and we're leaving tomorrow, actually headed back to the United States, to Phoenix, Arizona, and that is going to be the topic of today's show, a season in our lives, and the title is The End of Something, Seasons in Our Lives, and I'll explain quite a bit more about that as we go. And this is a very special show. If you are out there, wherever you are, if you feel like you're on the cusp of great change or big time massive transformation in your life, or you feel like something is shifting, then you'll want to tune in today, because what I will do is I will take you through the good, the bad, and the ugly of this period of time where Cindy and I have been traveling, about 2.5 years, in fact. And some people have traveled for longer periods of time, I'm sure, others not for 2.5 years, but a lot of people may be on the verge of great change, and you may find yourself in a position of really wanting to shake things up. You may find yourself really desiring a new way of life, a change of scenery. This could be a different job. It could be a different relationship. You could want to move on. And if you're in that position, I invite you to tune in today, because I hope to give you some inspiration to make some changes in your life, because Cindy and I are very, very happy that we did. Now, I keep referencing my wife, Cindy. If you know, she has been my guest twice here on Decide to Transform. In fact, the past 2 weeks, she has been my guest talking about health, wellness, and spirituality, as well as some of our concepts, our negative, unserving concepts as human beings that we hold around these subjects. And that is the February 11th. Also the 18th shows. So I invite you to take a look at those. I'll be referencing Cindy, of course, throughout the day, even though she is not joining me on the show live today. She is my traveling companion, of course. We've been together for over 10 years now. And what I'd like to do is launch into our story in just a couple of minutes. But before I do that, you'll notice that I use the word seasons to describe a period of time. Now, this is not my original idea. I would love to take credit for it, but I am unable to do that. This is something that a number of Cindy's business colleagues in the health and wellness industry say is a season. They talk about a period of someone's life as a season in life, and that has really resonated with me through the years. It has been something that I've really connected with, because it's like a season, as in a season of the year, spring, summer, fall, winter. It is a period of time that begins and endures for however long and ends, and its purpose is to teach us. Every season we have lessons to learn and experiences to go through in life. And some of these may be painful, some of these may be joyful, and most seasons contain a mixture of both. And you will sometimes fluctuate between the two, sometimes wildly, like a yo-yo, other times more gradually, but To me, a season has always been a period of time where we are to learn a lesson. It's a period for growth and a period of transformation. And in short, it's almost like a class or a course in school, and the purpose being to teach us something. So, one of the general questions that has always been very helpful to me when thinking about seasons is, what has this season taught you? And I've asked myself that many times over the last 2.5 years, especially now as it draws to a close. And what might a period of time teach you? What are the lessons involved? Those are big questions. Later on in the show, we will do a brief guided meditation where I will invite you to go deep with yourself and your own experience and think about what this period of time in your life is teaching you. And what are you going to move into? What are the lessons there? Because to me, the passing of a season is, it's time for a reflection. It's time to celebrate the gains, and there have been many, and I'll explain for me what those are, and also for Cindy, because she doesn't mind if I share some of her really, really beautiful experiences over the last 2.5 years. It has been a transformative time for us. And with the passing of a season, you get to reflect, and ideally, it wouldn't happen abruptly where you're thrust from one period of time into another immediately. That can be, of course, very, very jarring. Fortunately for us, we've had several weeks to plan and prepare and do some thinking and get prepared for a new season in our lives. And be prepared for the change, the growth, the learning, and have the growth and the learning from this particular season propel us into the future. And ideally, you would have a lot of time to be able to do that. We're fortunate enough to have had that in our lives. So I know that some of you listening have been following us over the last 2.5 years. I know that a number of you follow us on social media, particularly Facebook, where we've been sharing our pictures and stories from time to time as we have traveled, as we have grown, and as we have evolved over the last 2.5 years. If you do not know us personally, you're of course more than welcome to send us a friend request. It's Cindy Garza and Tomas Garza, or you're welcome to follow me on Twitter. I'll give you all my contact information later on in the show. And I welcome listener questions as well, by the way. So if you ever have a question about personal growth and transformation that you'd like to ask me, feel welcome to send me a message or email me. But a number of you have followed us. For those who haven't, I want to give you a bit of the background. And let's consider this from the standpoint of somebody who would like to have some change in your life. So what am I talking about? I'm talking about not being satisfied with your current situation. Who can relate to that? Almost everybody, without a doubt. Because we've all found ourselves at one point or another in a place in our lives where what we were doing was not working for us. Now, that can be a job. It could be our health situation where we wanted to move from one state, let's say an unhealthy state, say we're overweight or we'd like to lose weight or we're not in very good physical shape. We'd like to move from that state to a more active, a more healthy state, a healthier weight, whatever that is. Could be a relationship. Maybe we're not in the best or healthiest situation for us, and we would like to transition out of that to a different relationship or to just being by ourselves for a little while. Because if you're coming from an abusive situation or an uncomfortable, not serving situation, then being alone is certainly better than being in a relationship where you unconsciously repeat more of the same. In Spanish, we have a saying that I love that's mejor solo que mal acompañado. And if you're a woman, que mal acompañada, mejor sola que mal acompañada, meaning it's better to be alone than in bad company, literally. I like that. So here's our background. Cindy and I spent most of our time, actually, Cindy is from Western Oregon, from an area right outside of Portland, Oregon, where if you're not familiar with the climate, it's very green and very beautiful because it rains and rains and rains. And if you're from there, you are likely experiencing that right now, though I hear that the weather is very, very good today. That's very nice. Sometimes we get a break in February, sometimes we don't. But in Western Oregon, the green exists because rain falls pretty much constantly from October to May. Really, literally, it's a slow, steady drizzle from October to May, and that is something that produces some natural beauty, but also some darkness, especially in the wintertime. And in 2017, Cindy and I found ourselves in a position where we were done with the darkness and really quite sick of it. We wanted to move to a more sunny climate and just be out of the gloom because for both of us, it produced some depression, I'll be honest. This is going to be a bit of a revealing show today. I'll reveal a lot of what I was doing in my life that was not serving in the hopes that if this resonates with you, that you will take the necessary steps to create some change in your life. Because I will show an arc of transformation and why I'm so glad I did everything I did, because I have learned even from the painful lessons. In Western Oregon, I had actually lived there for about half of my life up until 2017, and I will share with you that from 2008 on, I began to suffer every winter from what people call seasonal affective disorder, which is a form of depression which can be severe. It can be very mild and an annoyance for some people, to almost debilitating, but it's from a lack of natural light. Now, I've lived in northern latitudes in places like Minnesota, in Mongolia, where the climate was sunnier than Western Oregon in the winter, despite being at the same latitude or even higher. And the sun made all the difference in the world, despite those low temperatures. In Western Oregon, it was the darkness that bothered us the most. So in 2017, we had the ability to move, but we didn't move. I had suffered from seasonal affective disorder personally for about 9 years, since 2008, when I really recognized why I didn't feel well and have energy and want to go hide in the closet or hide in bed all day long and not do anything or just sit on the couch, not feel like going out. And people commonly feel that way. If you live in the Pacific Northwest of North America or in a cool and wet climate where it rains often, especially in the wintertime, then you'll know that there's a lack of light and people deal with it any number of ways. And one of the ways I dealt with it was having what I called my happy light, which is a light that mimics sunlight. And it's perfectly safe. What you do is you sit in front of it with it near your face for about 45 minutes a day, 30 to 45, and I would drink my coffee with the light. That helped me. But really, we sought change, we wanted change, and I was frankly afraid to do it. And that may sound weird to you, because I'm a teacher, I'm a healer, I do a lot of spiritual work. However, I've learned lots of lessons to get where I am, and I didn't really want, I wanted change, but I didn't want to jump on it. Because to me, I was hesitant and reluctant to give up what I saw as a decent, pretty good life. I mean, it was pretty good. We had an income. I owned a house in McMinnville, Oregon, which, if you're not familiar with that area, is the Oregon wine country. Great Pinot Noir. Really, really one of the best Pinot regions outside of Burgundy in the whole world, and beautiful, just a beautiful town, and lots of real estate increasing in value all the time because it's the west coast of the US. And really, it seemed like we had it made. And to me, I took a lot of pride in home ownership, in having what I considered a comfortable way of life. And picking it all up and traveling for 2.5 years, which is what we wound up doing, was really not on my immediate radar at first because I needed to let go of this old way of being. And one of the things that I teach and that I'm very, very adamant about is that a human being really needs to choose creation in their life over comfort. So choose creation over comfort and ask yourself if you're choosing comfort over creation. Creation is new, it is invigorating, it's doing the work that we're here on this planet, in this body, to do. That's what we're supposed to do. It's our calling, our assignment, our mission, so to speak, in life. Are we doing that or are we just settling? Because to me, comfort is settling, but it's very tempting. And in 2017, it was very tempting for me to want to keep my house and stay, yet I knew that I needed change. So I will tell you all about the changes that we made and how that has impacted us and benefited us on the other side of this commercial break. So we're going to take a short break here and we'll be right back. You're listening to Decide to Transform on Om Times Radio. Stick around.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hi, I'm Tomas Garza, author of Decide and host of Decide to Transform on Om Times Radio. I want to ask you, if you want something in life, have you decided on it? If not, you'll listen to a limiting story about yourself. You will say you can't, you're too old, too young, etc. Decide to transform in life. Learn what you can choose to believe instead of your limiting stories. Decide. Available now in paperback and ebook.
Did you know that you have the power to change anything in your life? Did you know you can do so even with the things that you've already decided are impossible to change? Come join me, Venus Castleberg, on Outside the Impossible as I interview people from around the globe that have literally changed the things they thought were impossible to change just by using the amazing tools of Access Consciousness. Now airing Wednesdays, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. Do you dare to believe that anything really is possible?
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Welcome back to Decide to Transform. I'm your host, Tomas Garza, and I'm excited to have you joining me today. I am going through a history of the last 2.5 years of my life, which has been anything but ordinary. My wife, Cindy, and I, in case you're just joining us, have sold our home in Oregon and been traveling. We've been traveling mostly in Mexico for the past 2.5 years, off on an adventure, and it has been a wonderful adventure. That's actually coming to an end tomorrow as we leave Mexico to head back to the United States, and this is a time for us to reflect on that. But before the break, I was sharing with you some of my own fears and my own trepidations as a homeowner and a human being, not really 100% comfortable with change. Now, who can relate to that? Everybody, right? Almost everybody has experienced this at one point in time or another. What I needed was a really big shift. I really needed something to happen to break me out of a rut and my comfort zone, because in my experience, and I know in a lot of yours, a comfort zone is not really comfortable, because I talked about this before the break. It's not comfortable to hate where you live, hate the climate. Yes, people put up with it. They grin and bear it. They feel like they have to do it for work or family reasons or whatever it is. But I was sick of that. And I had it in me to make a change. Cindy had it in her to make a change. And in June of 2017, we made a decision that has changed our lives. We decided we were going to sell our house in Oregon and store or get rid of all of our belongings and go traveling to Mexico. And that's what we did. And I thought that I was crazy for doing it for quite a while, I will share with you. But I was also excited because I have spoken Spanish my entire life, personally. I've lived in Mexico, in various states in Mexico, for extended periods of time. So it's a climate that is familiar to me. It's a culture that's familiar to me and that I love. And we're still here. We're actually leaving tomorrow, and we will be coming back, of course, because we've made so many friends and so many great connections along the way. And we were excited just to have some change in our lives, because we both needed that. So what we did is we put the house up for sale, and the first, of course, selling a home and buying a home, they're real estate transactions, if you're familiar with those, don't always go according to plan, not at all. And we had a buyer that fell through, and we went ahead and left for Mexico anyway, and left the home for sale and vacant, actually for a couple of months before we found another buyer and were able to close. But we went to Mazatlan in Mexico, and that is a beautiful city on the Pacific coast in the state of Sinaloa, if you've ever been there. Really, really wonderful. We decided that we would travel in Mexico and go to different places, rent a place on Airbnb for a while, a month or two, just to experiment with the area, see how we felt about it, with the idea that we would find a place, find an optimal location for us to do a long-term rental. In other words, to settle down as much as it's been possible for us to settle down as pretty much good vagabonds. I love that. I've always loved traveling. Cindy always loves traveling as well. So we went back and forth. We have family still in Oregon and in the United States. So we would go back and forth. We spent some time in Mazatlan, then to the other side of the country, to the Caribbean, to Playa del Carmen, which is just about an hour south of Cancun on the Caribbean Sea. Lived in a couple of different residences in Playa del Carmen. Now, during that time, we did a lot of walking, a lot of scuba diving in the Caribbean. It was really, really wonderful. And met some really, really wonderful people, of course, from all over the world. The next destination after Playa del Carmen is still in the Yucatan Peninsula, in the city of Mérida, where we find ourselves right now. And this is the capital of Yucatan, with a beautiful, beautiful colonial downtown and a very relaxing vibe. For a big city of about 1.3 million people, it is certainly one of the largest cities in Mexico. Of course, it's nothing compared to Mexico City itself. But there are a number of people who have moved here from all over Mexico. A large part of the reason why is because the city is very safe and very tranquil. And we would often get the question from people, especially back in the United States, is it safe? Is it safe there? Do you feel safe? And the answer in multiple posts on Facebook and many Facebook lives was always yes, of course we do. In fact, it's often safer in Mérida than it is in the United States. And there are a number of reasons why that's the case, but it's one of the safest cities in Latin America. It's also very, very beautiful. And I've traveled all over Mexico. It's a very beautiful place. So this has been our base for the better part of the last 2 years. And it's where we are now. We did 10 months in a season of its own on the beach in Mexico. If you're friends with us on Facebook, you will have seen some of our photographs. We actually lived about 10 meters away from the beach itself, north of here on the Gulf of Mexico, a town called Chelem in Yucatan. And that was really lovely because we would have coffee every morning with a view of the ocean. And just right out our back door, we literally would walk just a few meters down a path and onto the beach. We went swimming in the Gulf of Mexico because the water, especially in the morning, is often very tranquil with very little wave activity. It's almost like glass much of the time. And we really enjoyed ourselves, except for the fact that Cindy and I had difficulty working. We are not retired. I'm 48 years old, and Cindy is slightly older than I am. But we're not in a position to retire at all. We both work via computer and telephone. And what we need is, of course, a good, strong internet connection. And when we don't have that, well, we struggled at the beach, and basic services were non-existent. So now we're back in the city. But one of the challenges that we had was the fact that our bandwidth at the beach was so low. The view was wonderful. It's the most beautiful place I've ever lived, hands down. It is the most scenic backyard that I've ever had. And that's not likely to change anytime soon, although never say never. But we had to take turns using the Wi-Fi in our house, which is not optimal because we both need to be able to work at the same time. And that was probably our biggest challenge. Now, we had scorpions that would come in the house all of the time. Big black scorpions, not the little ones like we're hopefully not going to see too many of, but that live in Arizona where we're moving. Those are very, very poisonous. The big black ones are not as poisonous, but they're very imposing looking, and they would crawl into the front door. We had all kinds of bugs and insects. So the Yucatan, by the way, is very tropical. It's in the tropics. If bugs and insects are not your thing, well, then they're not your thing. But I say it's still worth a visit. So let's talk then. This is a bit of the background. It's where we've been. It's what we've been up to for 2.5 years. But what I want to start talking about now and for the rest of the show is the personal growth that we've done. Because again, I want to reframe this in the context of great change and transformation, because I know for a fact that a number of you feel like you are on the verge of something. People have told me that I feel like I'm on the cusp of something, or I really wish that I could do that. Also very common, people have told us on social media, and they've emailed us, they've commented on our posts for the past 2.5 years, and it's a familiar theme for people to say, gosh, I wish I could do what you're doing. That really looks amazing, and yes, it is. And you guys are so fortunate, you're so blessed. Yes, we are. However, let me share that it's not dumb luck. We intentionally created this. We intentionally created this traveling situation for ourselves. I have to emphasize that. I have to emphasize it live on the air for everyone to hear worldwide, because it's true. It is not dumb luck. We thought long and hard about it, and we made some short-term sacrifices, such as selling our house, such as paying for storage for our belongings that we chose not to sell or get rid of. And we paid a lot of money in plane tickets to go back and forth between Mexico and the United States. And it wasn't always easy to let the old world go, but we realized that it wasn't serving us, and we decided to change and dove into it. In other words, we committed to the process. These are words that come up for me again and again. As you know, Decide is the title of my book. As you also know, it's in the title of this radio show. It's very important, and if I had to pinpoint one of my themes as a teacher, well, it's make a decision and then act on it. Make a decision, commit to a practice, and practice, act on it. This has been a large personal growth journey for us, because it was a large-scale act of letting go of something that no longer served us. And for us, that was a way of life. It was a location. And that's a big one, selling your home. Right? If you've ever done that before, you know it's a big one. And there's a lot personally involved in that. It's not just a business transaction where money's exchanged and you haggle over the price, et cetera, et cetera. That takes a couple months, right? There's a lot of different people with a say in the transaction and different roles to play and a lot of things happening at the same time. All of that, it's very personal. And that was very personal for us. And what we found happened is the more time went by, the more we traveled and soaked in the sunshine in the tropics, the better we felt about life, because things began to lighten. And lightening is a word that I'm very drawn to right now. I don't mean lightning as in thunder and lightning, but lightening, E-N-I-N-G, lightening, because that's what happened to us. And that's what I hope happens to everybody who commits to change, is that they will begin to feel differently, maybe not right away, of course, but over time, they'll begin to feel differently. And in that state, what happened to us was that we formulated the desire, the wish to feel more of that. And we had the opportunity to process. That has been so important. And for anyone considering major change, processing it means so much. To be able to take a clear look at the old season in your life and see clearly what didn't work for you will help you to move away from that and move toward what you do want. Now, moving on is a phrase that's very big for me right now. This is something that my good friend and business partner, Lisa Berry, said in a Facebook Live yesterday. It was one of her themes, moving on. And incidentally, if you listen to other shows on Om Times Radio, Lisa is the host of Light on Living, which airs Monday at noon on Om Times Radio. The theme of moving on was something that she talked about a lot, and I want to go over something that really sticks with me, is we often think about, okay, we're moving on from something, we're moving on from someone. This could be an abusive relationship, we're moving on from that. We're moving on from a non-serving pattern of behavior. We're moving on from enabling somebody, for example, if that is what you do, because it's what a lot of people do. There are things that we do that cause us to get in our own way, and we're moving on from that. But the interesting reframe on that is, what are you moving to? What's the new season going to be like for you? What are you moving to? That's a really, really good question, because when you approach it that way, moving on takes on a different tone. It takes on more of a tone of conscious creation and manifestation, because you find yourself in the feeling of what you want. And what happens, the more that you think about that and act on that, the quicker and the much more likely, certainly, that that appearance will show up for you, that that situation will show up in your life, and you'll have created that by shifting your mindset. We did a lot of this over the last 2.5 years, and what I want to share with you are some of my main takeaways from this. There are 6 major lessons over this season that I want to share with you, because they apply to any period of time in life. I'll share those with you after this commercial break. I'm going to step away for a couple minutes here, and we'll be right back. Stick with us right here on Om Times Radio. Talk to you in a couple minutes.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hi, I'm Tomas Garza, host of Decide to Transform on Om Times Radio. Thank you for listening. You know, there's only so much we can cover on a 1-hour show. If you'd like to hear further from me, I happily offer personalized teachings. Get your very own voice recording or book a one-on-one consultation. Ask a burning question and gain clarity on achieving massive transformation in your life. Details available on my website, TomasGarza.com.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
I'm Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called the Bukavu in the Congo. We were a loving family, and then, boom! Everything that I had disappeared in a single day. People think that when you are a refugee, and they resettle you to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Decide to Transform. Thank you again for joining me. I'm Tomas Garza, your host, and we are having a really interesting discussion about major change here on the show today. The title is The End of Something, Seasons in Our Lives. And as a season in our lives comes to an end, there are six particular lessons that I want to highlight. Now, before I do that, I want to come back to something I said earlier in the broadcast, and that is I welcome feedback and questions from you, the listeners. So if you have particular questions for me about massive transformation in your life, about things that might be hanging you up or standing in your way, maybe it's negative self-talk, maybe it is something that you'd like to see covered here on the show, or a change, I always am open to your questions, and I love to read them on the air. Now, I won't be doing that today, but I frequently do that, and it's really, really a wonderful way to have your questions answered on the air and to help people all over the world who might wonder the same thing. So I do want to invite you, if we're connected on Facebook, please feel free to reach out to me, Tomas Garza, on Facebook, and send me a private message with your questions, or you can email me, and that's Tomas, without the H, T-O-M-A-S, at tomasgarza.com. Okay, so back to Cindy and me and our last 2.5 years and some lessons that we've learned. I'll go through these really slowly because they're really good. And if you have a pen, you may want to jot these down. There's a lot. So to recap the last 2.5 years and some of the lessons that we've learned, number one is I want to invite you to let go of what doesn't serve you. Let go of what is stale and stagnant and dragging you down in your life. And only you would know what that actually involves. Now, if it's extracting yourself from a relationship, you may need to actually plan that extraction, or you may not, I don't know. But whatever it is, let me invite you to think about letting go of what doesn't serve you in your life. Now, this doesn't have to be something as drastic as a relationship. It could be a pattern of thinking that over time, if unexamined, can really cause some damage in your life and wreak some havoc in what you're able to do, what you're able to accomplish. Because sometimes old patterns of behavior are nothing more than limitations. So that has clearly been lesson number one for me over the last 2.5 years, is let go of what doesn't serve. Lesson number two is learn to trust in yourself and in the universe or a higher power, whatever you wish to call that. God could be the Holy Spirit. It could be source, spirit, universe, whatever term you use, your higher self, capital S. Learn to trust in that and get out of your own way. What we did in selling our home in Western Oregon and committing to a life where we didn't really have a plan was getting out of our own way, because there were lessons to be learned and massive transformation to happen that has happened, especially in the last 6 months at an accelerated rate. None of what we're currently enjoying in life would have happened had we chosen to remain where we were. Now, this doesn't mean sell your home and go to Mexico. I mean, it might mean that for you, but it doesn't have to be quite like that. But trust that you're going to learn what you need to learn when you need to learn it, and that the universe has your back. Not always easy, is it? But that is what I mean by getting out of your own way, is allowing what's supposed to happen in your life to happen and not consciously obscuring that and blocking it. And lesson number three for me has been most definitely have patience. We could say a lot about that or nothing at all. I'll choose nothing at all. That's number three. Number four is a commitment, and that's a commitment to reinventing yourself. Now, how does that play out? That means honoring yourself enough to invest in yourself. If this means hiring a coach, for example, that's what it could mean. If you have health-related challenges that you'd like to do something with and about, then that could mean joining a gym or hiring a personal trainer or taking up yoga. It could mean any number of things, but a commitment to reinventing yourself and investing in yourself, it all comes down to your self-talk and your telling yourself in a convincing manner that you're worth it. Because each of us is. We deserve to be living our calling. We deserve to be happy and energized. And we deserve to be a light to other people and joyful. So invest in yourself. Number five, cultivate curiosity. You don't have to travel to do this. Travel's great for it. But cultivating a sense of curiosity is so key, because anybody, wherever you are, you can ask yourself, what else is out there? Okay? What else is possible? What else might I do in this situation? How else might I handle this? How else might I live this? How else might I choose to be? So cultivate that kind of curiosity. You don't have to travel to a far-flung corner of the world if you don't want to. Of course you can, and many of you have. You know, we have, although Mexico's not far from the United States. It's a completely different world, and there's some adventure involved in that. All right, that's number five. Number six, cultivate gratitude. Please, please, please be grateful. It is a beautiful practice. Maybe you do this. If you don't, consider this. One of the things that I like to do is to, as soon as I wake up, spend at least 30 seconds, maybe more, but at least 30 seconds, and you don't have to time it, of course, but spend some time in the energy of gratitude, going through what you are thankful for. Now, it could be your job, it could be your family, your kids, if you have kids, your dog, your cat, your health, right? It could be the air that you breathe, trees, your home, whatever it is that you're grateful for. What happens, and I can tell you this from personal experience, is that when you deliberately put yourself in that energy and sit in that energy, you feel happier, and what happens is you tend to attract more of that. The vibration, the vibe of gratitude is a very, very high vibe indeed. And that is lesson number six that I have learned and taken to heart from the last 2.5 years and this season in our lives. So let me recap those. Number one, let go of what doesn't serve you. Number two, trust in the universe, in a higher power, your higher power, or yourself, and get out of your own way. Number three is have patience. Number four is invest in yourself and really commit to reinventing yourself. Number five is cultivate curiosity. And number six, cultivate gratitude. Now, Cindy and I have learned these lessons, some of them the hard way, over the last 2.5 years. But as we transition out of life in Mexico and back into the United States, of course, we'll be traveling often but we're going to be based there. So it is a major life change, and it's a good opportunity for us to reflect, because people have been watching our journey. This is what we do. We watch others' journeys in life on social media, in real life, in person, whatever it is. If somebody has inspired you to want to make change in your life, I hope that you will make that change. And I hope that you will also, of course, acknowledge that. And it also goes a long way. In fact, I have been very grateful to receive many letters, emails, and compliments from you on some of the things that I've said on the podcast, on my book. And you're all most welcome, because I'm here to serve and to inspire. And that's one of the reasons why I have a podcast in the first place, is to reach more people. So, you know, the conclusion that I want to draw here is that Cindy and I have, over the last 2.5 years, opened up our world, and we've reinvented ourselves. And I will talk next week on our first live show from Phoenix, Arizona, about what that actually looks like and what a new season is going to be, because there are different challenges, right? It's sort of the same energy, but it looks differently to end one season and to begin another. And that will be next week's show. So I want to have you get comfortable here. In the time that remains to us today on the show, we're going to take a look at what no longer serves you, because that's my main message, is what no longer serves you, and let go of that. May not be easy, but it's oh so worth it. So, quick and short guided meditation here, wherever you are. I would invite you to just get as comfortable as you want and breathe normally. You may wish to close your eyes and think about where you are and what is no longer serving you. Is this a habit that you have acquired in life? Is this a work situation that no longer works for you? Is this a relationship that is not serving you? Is there something in your self-talk that you know is in your way of moving forward in life and accomplishing what you would like to accomplish? And think about that. And if you get a visual picture of this, then hold on to that visual picture and ask yourself, is it time? Is it time to move on? And you can say to yourself or to the visual picture, it is time to move on. I let you go. I release you. I release you, person. I release you, job. I release you, situation. Thank you for all of the lessons that you have taught me. I'm doing things differently from now on. And I release you. I'm doing things differently from now on, and I release you. And as you come out of this meditation, I invite you to do this often, because I know for a fact that there are plenty of you out there that want to shake things up in your life, and I want to invite you to think about doing it. Not as long as it's not illegal or harmful to anyone. If you know that there's something that you want to do in your life, then I invite you to entertain that and to think long and hard about what is no longer serving you and move on and think about moving on to. What are you moving on to? I hope you have enjoyed this show today. I hope you join us next week. I want to invite you to join us Tuesday, 1 Eastern, same time, live from Phoenix, Arizona next week. This has been Decide to Transform on Om Times Radio. Have a great week, everybody.